Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, helping you carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for showing up today and purposing in your own life to make room and space to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to our website at cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive these podcasts once a week directly to your email inbox, as well as join us on Facebook and on Instagram. Also there you can follow our blog. So as we begin today, I just want to invite you into whatever space you need to be in, taking the next 30 minutes to connect with the Lord, to turn your attention and your focus to Him. So wherever you are, will you just settle in? Maybe you find a comfortable seated position. Maybe you're lying. Wherever you are, I want you to find that connection point to the floor, to the earth. Just begin to focus on that point of grounding or connection to the earth. Feeling that stability, that foundation. Allowing yourself to come fully present into this space. Turning your focus and your attention towards the breath. Towards your breath, at whatever pattern or whatever rhythm it currently is, just become aware. Aware of this life force that is moving in and out. Expanding and nourishing as it comes in, releasing and letting go as it goes out. Maybe you begin to lengthen that breath out just a little bit. Finding, discovering just a fuller breath, a little bit more room, a little bit more of a draw in. Notice the response of your body as you take on that full breath, as you lengthen and slow. Maybe there's permission for the body to relax, to come into a space of calm, simply by slowing the breath. And as we begin, we want to check in some form or another, allowing us to come present into this moment and check in with where we currently are. Maybe you simply start by noticing the temperature wherever you are. Do you feel warmth on your skin, coolness, dampness? What do you notice? In this present moment, if you check in with your heart, If your heart had a voice today, what would it say? If you asked your heart, where are you at? How are you doing? And are you able to get past any knee-jerk reaction that might just come? Isn't simply when someone asks you how you are and you have a default answer. Can we go past the mask and the default and truly check in to see where's the heart at today? The practice of tuning in to where you're at in this present moment. And what sort of atmosphere would you feel that you're creating around yourself today? Does it feel like a safe space? Maybe it's an agitated space, restless. Is there peace? Is there a wrestling back and forth between two different things? Whatever it is, giving yourself permission to just come as you are. Tune in to what's going on. And then bringing that as your offering before the Lord, inviting Holy Spirit into this moment authentically. And maybe you just don't know. Maybe you can't put a finger on what's going on in this moment. And that's okay too. God, I pray right now for each person who is listening. God, in this very moment, you are with them. You are near to them. God, in whatever state they're coming, Lord, you are enough. God, I pray and bless each one to receive from you today, to connect with you today, to be awakened to what you have, Lord, what you say, what you believe towards them. Will you shine your light into our hearts, God, that we could understand who you say we are? Will you shine your light into the eyes of our understanding, into our minds, so that we can begin to grasp in greater understanding, Lord, who you are? Embracing you as God, the God of who you are, a God of mystery, a God who we can't fully comprehend. But Lord, I believe that you continue to reveal another facet of yourself to us. Lord, will you just dance with us today? Will you engage with us today? Will you give us the grace and the capacity to dance and engage with you? Enlighten us to the words of your truth. Cause them to become a part of who we are. That we would shine your light forth in everything we do, Jesus. What is it today that the Lord just wants you to breathe in? Is there a kingdom reality he wants to give you today? Beyond your own perspective. Can you ask him what that is? What that might be for you? And if you've been joining us, you'll know that we have been in a series working our way through the creation story, going back to the beginning of our history, learning about our Maker and our Creator. One day at a time, just meditating upon creation. And so this week we are on day 4. So we're going to be reading from the Voice translation, Genesis 1, verses 14 to 19. Taking our time simply to chew on, to meditate on, and to hear what God is saying to us by His Spirit through His Word. We're just going to linger in the Word. I'll read it at least 3 times. And just allow yourself to savor that which God highlights to you. God is speaking. Lights, come out. Shine in the vast expanse of heaven's sky, dividing day from night, to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light. It happened just as God said. God fashioned the 2 great lights, the brighter to mark the course of the day, the dimmer to mark the course of the night. And the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in the heaven sky to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that His new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 4. And as I read it a second time, I want you to imagine that you are on this stage, that you are there watching it unfold. What do you see? What do you notice? And what sort of emotions? What do you feel in your body? What do you feel in your heart as this unfolds before you? God said, lights come out, shine in the vast expanse of heaven's sky, dividing day from night to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light. It happened just as God said. God fashioned the two great lights, the brighter to mark the course of the day, the dimmer to mark the course of the night. And the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in the heavens, sky, to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day four. Let's come back to that same scripture. What is God inviting you into? What is he revealing to your heart? What does he want you to know today? God. Lights, come out. Shine in the vast expanse of heaven's sky, dividing day from night to mark the seasons, days, and years. Lights, warm the earth with your light. It happened just as God said. God fashioned the two great lights. The brighter to mark the course of the day, the dimmer to mark the course of the night. And the divine needled night with the stars. God set them in the heaven's sky to cast warm light on the earth, to rule over the day and the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that his new creation was beautiful and good. Evening gave way to morning. That was day four. and you see God speaking these words directly to you, to the light that is within you. Lights come out, shine. Warm the earth with your light. Is there an area in your life where God is wanting to shine in and through you? Where the light of Jesus comes out and warms the earth with his light through you? You were created to shine. You were created to bring him glory. Is there an area in your life? Is there somewhere where God wants to invite you in to shine with him? To go there together? To do it with him. Can you imagine a night sky completely void of light, just darkness, and then all of a sudden, these little stars begin to shine through, these little lights from a distance that are so bold up close? I believe, for each one listening, that God has made you like that star to begin to shine. And then when each one of us take our place, doing what it is he's called us to do, different from each other, those little lights begin to shine and light up the whole sky. It isn't about one person being so amazing that we all focus on them. It's about all of us doing our small part so that the whole vast expanse can be filled with the shining light. What's your part? What's God creating in you? What's he want to release through you? Your life matters. The light he's placed within you, it matters. No one else can shine the light that he's placed in you. No one else can be the star that he's made you to be. What comes up for you at the idea of thinking that there is something that God wants to shine in and through you uniquely, that you carry a part of his heart and spirit different than anyone else, and no one else can shine that the way you can? Does that excite you? Does it scare you? Are you willing to take the hand of the Father and go forth into what he has, even if you're afraid? God wants to do it with you. It isn't about, did you get it right? Did you get it wrong? Did you make a mistake? Did you make the right choice? It's all about, is God in it? Some of us keep asking what is right and what is wrong, and instead we need to ask, is God in it? What are the areas in your life that God is in and he's drawing you into? I believe God is releasing a grace to be able to make decisions to move forward into what God has, not about right choice, wrong choice, but God, you're in it. And even if we make a mistake, if God is with us in it, he'll take us through. Where is it in your life that you need to know God is near, that He is with you and for you? And is there an area in your life where maybe you're trying to do it on your own and you've cut off God, and that's why the stress of this decision is so strong? What is it that needs to be removed so that God can come back into that place? What door needs to be open to welcome that light in once again? God, will you come even right now and shine your light into our darkness? Will you cause the light that you've placed within us to rise up and come out and shine forth? To light up the little area of the earth that you've given us to light up. To warm the earth around us. To be that light, that influence, by your power and your grace. God, I bless each one this week to walk in the light of the glory of your goodness, to connect and to have the doors opened that we close out of fear and shame and discouragement. God, will you cut through all of that and reawaken that light that burns within us to be released? Draw us back to pure relationship with you, God. You surround us with your love. Activate us into your goodness. Encounter us with your truth, Lord. Be our guide. May we find our dependence in you and realize that nothing is impossible for you. Have your way, Jesus. Be glorified. And let your light shine so brightly through each one of us, in a pure and authentic, unique way, just the way you created us. Amen.